And you're back with the conversation on HPR2. Organic farmers are working to return the land to where it used to be, when rich soils gave us abundant crops that yielded a sustainable harvest year after year. The business of organic farming in today's world depends on access to rich, chemical-free soil, but that's only one of the challenges farmers face. They'll be comparing notes and sharing secrets this Saturday at the annual conference of the Hawaii Organic Farming Association. And Una Greenaway, HOFA's president, is on the line with us now. Good morning, Una.
Good morning, Chris. Thanks for having me.
My pleasure. You've been doing this for a while, yeah?
Yeah, I've been farming organically here in Captain Cook for 39 years.
39 years ago, there wasn't that much of organic farming, was there?
No, it was... There were only a few places you could acquire fertilizer here in Kona, but
yeah.
There actually were. It was not easy, and there certainly was no cost. There certainly was no benefit financially to do it. You know, we grew organically because we were organic in our heart, because it was the pono thing to do.
Well, yeah, it's sort of a marriage of business and philosophy for you,
yes.
Isn't it?
Yes. Absolutely.
But in order to live that, what are the challenges you've had to face in those 39 years?
Well, my number one crop, cash crop, is coffee.
Mm-hmm.
So, we had to rebuild the soil. We acquired an old coffee farm, trees that are over 100 years old.
Yeah.
And we let ground cover come back in, we mow and weed eat the farm. We had to build up the mycorrhizae, all the good life in the soil.
Mm-hmm.
Because when you don't have ground cover, you don't have life, and you don't have the same kind of life in the soil. And coffee trees really do like good life. They need that to survive. So that's always been a challenge. The fertilizer costs are up there, and then we've always had, there have been quite a few labor costs in keeping our weeds down. So those have been our main challenges.
When you in the search for good soil, do you sometimes find, or do organic farmers sometimes find that they have to replenish soil that's been damaged by prior uses?
Yes. There are a lot of people do bioremediation of soil in order to be certified organic. If you come onto a farm that has had pesticides or herbicides sprayed, you must wait 3 years before you can become certified organic.
Oh, really?
According to the USDA rules, yes.
No quicker path to that. Well, that's a...
No, there's no quicker path than 3 years.
That's a sacrifice that you've got to be ready to make right off the bat, isn't it?
Absolutely. Those farms are called transitional organic farms.
But I certainly see the word organic, surface on just about everything in the grocery store now, and you can't help but wonder who decides that. It's different in different cases, isn't it?
No. If it says certified organic,
mm-hmm.
That means it is certified by an agency that is also certified by the USDA, by
mm-hmm.
the National Organic Program. That program came about around 2002, and basically the USDA owns that word. You can't use that word.
You can't
use certified organic unless you are certified. And if you can use the word organic if you're not certified, only if you make less than $5,000 gross on your farm. And HOFA actually offers a small farm that's called the small farm exemption, and HOFA is now offering an affidavit. You don't absolutely need it, but we verify, we kind of work with the farmer a little bit just to verify that under $5,000 person is doing the right thing.
But so there is a, it sounds as if that's a pretty rigorous mechanism in place to make sure that
yeah.
organic is, in fact,
and,
organic.
And, it's there to protect the consumer. certification protects the consumer. It doesn't really protect the farmer.
Yeah.
It's a third-party verification, you know, that what the farmer is saying is true.
Well, I mean, how tough a life is it to be an organic farmer, you know?
We love being organic farmers. There are a lot of benefits. The food tastes better. There's no pesticide residue. We build our soil with compost and rock powders and composted fish waste. And guess what? Your children and your adults can walk all over your farm, and they're safe.
Yeah.
And that's there's a large peace of mind there that that's important. And, you know, people don't understand that, you know, farmers, farm workers all over the United States, you know, they are exposed to quite a few dangerous pesticides, and when you're purchasing organic food, you're not supporting that.
Well, it's still, I get the impression, Una, that it's a life that is not for the faint of heart, right?
Well, you know, obviously with the right equipment, you know, you can make all your compost and you can turn your piles and you can mow your fields. And, you know, it's like any other business. It takes an investment.
Sure.
You know, and we are happy with that Representative Chris Lee put forth this bill to help to help certified organic farmers get a tax break, a Hawaii state tax break, to help cover some more of the certification costs and also costs like inspection costs and fertilizers and seeds and things that are very pricey. And sometimes we do have to get special things that aren't kept here, and then you have to pay a lot of shipping to get them here. And, you know, yeah, it's tough.
But
it's tough, but it's a rewarding. It's a very rewarding system. And, you know, one of the big challenges in our country is that, you know, it's been in the news many times about aging farmers, and, you know, I think the average age is something like 60, and I'm 60, so I guess I'm the average age of the older farmer.
That's why we picked you.
We need to engage, you know, there's a huge movement to engage younger farmers, but quite honestly, most of them really do want to be involved with organics.
Well,
they're not really that excited about, you know, using pesticides.
Well,
so
opportunities
I do think
are there.
Is the direction that we are heading.
Sounds like a pretty good direction for all of us, Una. Thank you so much.
Yeah, and so we are having our conference at the Key Project in Kaneohe this Saturday. Please come. And our website is hawaiiorganic.org.
Sounds good.
Thank you
so much. Una Greenaway is a certified organic farmer from the Kealakekua area on Hawaii Island. She's been farming organically for 39 years, growing Kona coffee, mac nuts, cacao, bananas, citrus, avocados, and pineapples. She's the president of the Hawaii Organic Farming Association, or HOFA, which is having its annual conference this Saturday in Kaneohe.